We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap them gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 11th goes to Mark Murchikoff. Okay, now Mark is from California, and he's being charged with murder. I know what you're saying right now, Uncle Charlotte. People get charged with murder every day, B. Yes, they do. Murdering someone for no damn reason will always be worthy of a hee-haw. But Mark's situation is different. See, Mark allegedly stabbed a young woman named Clarabelle Estrella. Rest in peace to her. Okay, and when he stabbed her, he posted a video to Facebook that showed her dying. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
San Mateo police scouring an apartment complex. The details, nothing short of jaw-dropping. Someone online in Nevada witnessing this.
A Facebook video that showed a stabbing of a female.
That person in Nevada immediately calling authorities Wednesday afternoon. Within 3 hours, officers located the victim in an apartment here at the Hillsdale Garden Apartments in San Mateo. Sadly, police tell us she was dead. The suspect, who police say also posted the video of the fatal stabbing, was Mark Murchikoff. He was located and arrested in San Jose 2 hours later.
And I think Exhibit A in the prosecution's case is going to be this Facebook video.
The district attorney will likely look at making this a special circumstances case and could seek the death penalty.
Mm. It strikes as someone who is looking for his 15 minutes of fame in Andy Warhol terms in just a very twisted way. This is a guy who is angry, and clearly the stabbing itself made a statement, and I think he wanted to make a broader statement to society.
J.R. Stone, ABC 7 News.
Oof, man, Epstein say stay dangerous, man. Fry him, cook him, get him out of here. Satan is executive producing everything nowadays, and all his demons got reality shows, and they believe that we are all extras in their reality show. And it's not enough for someone to want to kill you nowadays. They want to broadcast their crimes to the world. What Scott Bond said in that news report is true. Folks just want their 15 minutes of fame by any means necessary. But this isn't fame, you idiots. Okay, the definition of fame is the state of being known or talked about by many people, especially on account of notable achievements. Okay, keywords, notable and achievements. Demons like Mark don't get famous, they get infamous. All right, the definition of infamous is well known for some bad quality or deed. Infamous means wicked. That's what you are, Mark. Okay, and what you also should have been is shot. All right, whenever I hear stories like this, all I wish is that that young woman had a pistol, so as soon as he pulled out his knife, she could have pulled out her firearm and blam, blam, sent that man to hell where he belongs. Okay, I don't even understand how the human, how this human brain works. Okay, number one, to murder someone like that. And number two, put it on Facebook? Was you looking to get likes? And I bet you it's some stupid ass, silly ass, dumb ass humans who actually liked the post. Probably started following his page. Go lock their asses up too, because what the hell is there to like about this video? And I will never understand how Facebook can let videos like this go up. But they will remove content if it's the curse words in the caption. Mm-hmm. They will block certain content if you're using the wrong music. They will block certain content if you're posting videos of copyrighted footage. But a whole person dying, their last breaths can just be broadcasted for the world to see. At some point, these social media platforms have to be held liable for this kind of nonsense, because the emotional distress that this would put a family through, having to watch their loved one take their last breaths via social media, you don't ever recover from that kind of trauma. But check it out. Everything I just said is enough for him to get the biggest hee-haw. But this past Friday, according to People magazine, more than 6 months after his arrest, he is saying that his alleged confession was a creation of artificial intelligence. And I, for one, am confused, because he might be telling the truth, but it doesn't even matter, because during the court hearing, he said verbatim that he did kill the victim, but his confession was generated by AI, artificial intelligence. Sir, does it even matter at a time like this? You put a video on Facebook. You said in a court hearing you killed the woman. What does it matter if your confession is AI generated? Who cares? The only way I would be screaming that my confession is AI generated is if I was innocent. If I was not guilty of the crime I'm being accused of and someone made a fake AI generated confession and they said it was me, I would be telling the world it's fake. But if you already confessed to the crime and there is a video of said crime that you uploaded to Facebook, what does it matter if your confession was AI generated? Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Mark Murkachoff the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. Thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.